Welcome in. Time for thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. I got some really, really interesting things to talk about right now. The Virginia vote is obviously very important. We'll be talking about that, I would think, more later on today. A couple of things that have been announced today that I think are very, very important to realize is that the U.S. Treasury has now boosted the quarterly borrowing estimate of the country to $1 trillion. Anybody with any acumen in the area of economics realizes that we are in huge trouble right now. Borrowing $1 trillion in a quarter is an absolutely staggering amount. Now, one other thing before we get into what Jimmy and I had planned to talk about, I want to talk about that the video, Eddie, that you posted. I have never seen such a strong opinion against vaccination by somebody who actually is, I would have to say, loosely in politics in Europe. Jimmy, any comments? This woman is just adamantly against vaccination.
Yeah, I think she's primarily for individual choice and freedom.
Right.
And she's asking the questions and making a statement that she makes those choices and not a government. And
exactly.
Her point was, look, I'm born free. You can't give me freedom. You know, a government does not grant me freedom. And that's the whole purpose of Western. That's the whole change in Western civilization. She's an EU parliamentarian from Germany, which is actually, you know, Brussels is the EU headquarters for European Union. So she is a serious politician. She has to be elected into that position, and she's making a very, very strong statement that many people should consider and listen to her points. In 2 minutes, she is incredibly concise with the issues she's concerned about and what everyone should be concerned about.
Oh, yeah, I have to thank Eddie for posting that. I'm sorry that we couldn't. A bit shoot apparently makes it almost impossible to post anything that they put in terms of videos on your own site, even if you give them credit for that. You know, when you talk about freedom, what I think is really interesting is another headline that is very important this morning is that a large amount of Marines, any Marine now who refuses the COVID-19 vaccination before or after the deadline could very well possibly, according to the headline, will be booted from the Corps. I think that is absolutely ridiculous. Freedom? No, it's going right down the toilet.
Well, they're mandating something that people really need to consider.
Yes.
The ramifications for not only civil liberties, but, you know, health of everybody and choice. And by doing this, the administration it's not just the Marine Corps or the Army or the Air Force. And really, apparently, there's like 9,000 people in the Air Force that aren't going to take it. They're over half of the Boeing employees in Wichita, Kansas are saying they're not going to take it for Textron and Spirit AeroSystems subcontractors because, you know, any contractor to the U.S. government was forcing the Biden administration to force them to take vaccinations. And what you're doing is these people are technical, capable, skilled workers. You can't hire somebody else. You can't hire an illegal immigrant to just cross the border to fill that job. This is going to devastate the American economy if it continues down this road. But more importantly, it's devastating American families. And there are very good reasons to be concerned about this vaccine and what the long-term implications would be.
And a lot of people are saying if you don't agree with what you just said, Jimmy, or if you do agree with what you just said, that you're a traitor. Now, I want to bring up one other thing. The Texas-based lawyer who has been hired by the people who you mentioned in the Wichita area to represent the Machinist Union has said, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I want to say one thing, quote, they'll never get another vote from me, and I'm telling the workers here the same thing, that they will never, ever get another vote from myself. Jimmy, you had some things you wanted to elaborate on that I think are very important. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Sure. So this first point, and I do want to address it. The Biden administration has corrupted union leadership. Actually, Democrats have done it for decades. The union leadership are paid guns that buy into union power, and they don't necessarily represent their membership anymore. They are bought and paid for and try to influence and shape the minds of the people that work for them. And unfortunately, that's creating a big, fortunately or unfortunately, I think it's fortunate because a lot of union members are trying to say, what the heck, this is not where I want to go. And you're seeing it all around the country. And this is similar to what happened in the 80s with Ronald Reagan, where you had blue collar labor, many people that said, you know what, I'm tired of voting this way. It's not helping me personally. It's not helping my family. And the leadership were corrupted. Now, the Biden administration thinks they're gaining more power. I think that's a huge mistake. I think they actually believed, and this is my opinion, but it's analysis, that they believed that they continue to put pressure, that they would give more, grant more power to their union leaders, and that that would grow more union support. And you're seeing it with the Longshoremen's Union in California, with truckers' unions. You're seeing it in a lot of places, certainly the Machinist Union, where they think that they're going to actually force people, and that will give them a better leverage and lobbying effort for more financial incentives for unions and union workers. I think that's backfiring on them, and I think it's going to hurt them dramatically. And here are the reasons why. And people like, you know, we've got a couple of listeners out there that are, you know, B is strong supporter of vax. But I want him and others to consider these questions. Why is this government, the Biden administration, pushing pharmaceuticals and vaccinations so strongly when they are not discussing natural immunity, which numerous studies have shown is actually more effective than vaccinations? And why aren't they talking about the long-term ramifications of this vaccination? When this came into play, it had never been done in long-term human trials in history. In 9 months, the FDA approved something that usually takes between 7 and 9 years.
Right.
Now, when you look, I'm going to look at, right now, I'm looking at the metadata from VIRS. The medalerts.org provides, you know, updates with it. And basically, through the second week of October, you had almost an unbelievable number of negative events reported to the CDC. 837,000 cases of negative events from the vaccine. This is more than all other vaccines ever in history. You've had over 15,000 deaths that are somehow related to the vaccine. And people are saying, well, the VIRS data is not accurate. It's not accurate, but it's a huge indicator of what you need to be looking at in order to investigate the outcomes of these vaccinations. And in this period of time, there is absolutely no way you can judge long-term effects of these vaccines. It is the first time in history. And then you start looking at the contracts that are made, the indemnity to the Pfizer company, the amount of influence that is out there. And then the media that is continually supporting this agenda, the corporate media that's supporting this agenda by paid advertisers, by the way, you have to question what is going on. If you're not talking about the natural immunity, and you're not talking about the potential treatments and not putting the same effort into treatment as you are into the vaccine, in a vaccine that you know, that we know now, does not stop you from getting it and does not stop you from spreading COVID-19, then why the heck aren't they talking and spending the same amount of resources, effort, and time on therapeutics? Those questions need to be asked, and people are beginning to ask them, and it's spreading. And as we get more data, we're seeing myocarditis, we're seeing heart effects, we're seeing a number of things where the FDA is actually having to say, uh-oh, maybe we're holding back on some of these issues. And of course, you know, vaccinating your children when they absolutely have it almost, you know, way more probability of being hurt from a normal flu than COVID-19. and forced vaccinations in California for children and this approval for 5 to 11-year-olds. These are questions that American workers are asking. They are saying, wait a second, this is not right. And anybody that's pushing the narrative that I'm going to hurt someone else because I don't get the vaccine, that's a total lie. And it's using fear to intimidate. And it's something that is unacceptable in our society. That is not showing, that's showing absolute blind following of a propaganda effort. Not questioning and looking at the real data at what's happening out there in America right
now. Jimmy, people need to stop and think it's purely and simply what we're trying to encourage, what we are encouraging people to do right now. Stop and think, talk about your neighbors, or talk with your neighbors, talk with your colleagues, talk with your friends, et cetera, about some of these issues, and see if anybody comes up with anything on the left side of the aisle that makes any sense. I don't think they will. Jimmy, back again tomorrow. Thanks, bud.